You're listening to Insight here on CAP Radio. I'm your host, Vicky Gonzalez. Primary election results have officially been certified by the state. Voter turnout was roughly 35%, which ranks at the bottom of primaries within the past 20 years. 2012 is the only year with a lower voter turnout percentage-wise. But when you break out turnout by age group, the picture drastically changes. Younger Californians have similar voter registration numbers when compared to older generations. 5.5 million ballots were mailed out to 18 to 34-year-olds for the primary. But this voting bloc had the lowest turnout of any age group. That discrepancy can really be problematic because this emerging electorate carries weight in numbers and their views don't necessarily align with their elders. A new report from the nonprofit Public Policy Institute of California, or PPIC, dives into the political views of young Californians. PPIC Senior Fellow and Policy Director Eric McGee joins us with the distinct differences among younger California voters and how that can shape the future of the state's democracy. Welcome.
Thank you for having me.
So, Eric, let's just start from the beginning. What sparked this research? What got you interested in it?
Well, we were kind of interested in trying to peer a little bit into the crystal ball and see what the future of the state might hold. I mean, knowing, you know, there's lots of different ways to do that, although politics is a very uncertain business, so you can never be 100% sure. But one of the ways to do it is to just see how the future of the state as represented by its young people differs from older Californians and how that might play out over time.
Yeah, you have a good sense of hindsight when it comes to California politically. Has California always been a Democratic leaning state?
No, it really hasn't. So, we have this tendency to think of California as being very Democratic and liberal. And there's been a lot of very public fights nationally recently with that as the kind of the baseline understanding. But you go back 50, 70 years, and California was a highly competitive state. And in presidential elections, it actually pretty consistently leaned Republican. So we've been on quite a political journey over that period of time. And so that kind of further prompted to us a desire to understand, okay, well, can we understand where the state might be heading in the future? And is it likely to change at all?
So 50 to 70 years, I mean, that's really not that far back when you think about it. How does the political status quo, how does it ebb and flow? How does it change over generations?
Well, in the case of our transition to being a democratic, more democratic state, there were a lot of things that transpired over that period of time. Probably one of the most significant was the large influx of immigration that happened in the 1970s and 1980s. And then at the same time, in the early 90s, we had a recession where a lot of some more conservative leaning white voters left the state because we were shutting down military production facilities, and there were a lot of cuts to defense spending at that time. And then, you know, you head into the late 90s and we had the Silicon Valley boom that brought in a different kind of worker. And there was a gradual changing around of the state's population during that period.
Yeah, and there's a lot of changes for you to look into for your latest report. Before we get started, who is a young Californian?
That's a good question. So you could define this a lot of different ways. For the purposes of this report, we say 18 to 34. We picked that because it provides that's a good cutoff for people who are kind of getting a sense of what their life is. They're getting, they're during that period of time, they're often deciding whether or not to get married. They're deciding how much education to get. They're often settling down, maybe sometimes buying their first home, although in California, that's increasingly difficult. But it's a time of kind of a little bit more uncertainty. Once you get past 35 and beyond, which we call that older Californians in the report, but I'll dump myself in that category. You get a little more settled down. You're at a different phase of your life, and maybe your perspective is a little bit different as a result. So the other thing that gives us is, we're always worried about analyzing the data as accurately as possible. And this gives us a nice, good number of people in each group so we can have statistical confidence in our results.
Yes, I'm an older Californian as well. I join you in that, Eric.
No shame in it.
No shame in it. I mean, we're only going to go. It's only going to go up. So we're still
exactly.
Here. Anyway, so how did you actually conduct this research?
Well, so we drew on a couple different data sources. Primarily, we looked at our own statewide survey, which has been conducted in California multiple times a year for the last about 25 years. So we have a long, nice data set there that covers a broad range of time. And so most of our analysis uses that source and all the different questions about policy positions and party identification and so forth that we have in that survey. Then we also do a comparison to between California and the rest of the country using a different survey that's the Cooperative Election Study, which is a rigorous academic survey. And it's slightly different questions, but allows us to do a pretty good comparison.
You touched upon some of the demographics that give us a picture of the age range of 18 to 34 in California. What other demographics are within or stood out to you within this age range?
Yeah, so you look at this younger group, and some of the biggest differences have to do with sort of their financial position in life. So they tend to be lower income. They are much less likely to be homeowners. They are less likely to have children at home. Those are all differences that may be real and may persist over the course of their lives, but are probably going to be things that will where the gap between younger and older will close over time to some extent. So just it's just a kind of stage of life thing. But in addition to that, young people are just much more likely to be people of color. That's not news necessarily in California, but it is just worth noting again. And that's not something that's as likely to change. Certainly, people can change their conception of their own race or ethnicity, but that's not likely to change as much over time. So that's something that's more durable.
What were some of the biggest differences you saw among young California voters, 18 to 34, and people who are 35 and older?
In general, young people in California are more liberal on a wide range of policy positions. The biggest differences we see are on questions of sort of racial justice and immigration, but they do extend beyond that to kind of questions of the scope of government. So young people tend to be more supportive of government action and having a larger, more activist government in general, compared to older Californians.
I know that you mentioned that younger generation, this younger California voter generation is more liberal in a state that is already thought to be liberal, at least on a national scale. What did you learn about young Californians who are registered as Republicans?
Yeah, so that's one of the most, in my opinion, one of the most interesting pieces of the report, which is the gaps between young people and old people on parties. So, we are used to thinking about the parties as being very far apart from each other. Republicans and Democrats have very different opinions on a lot or wide range of policy issues. Young Democrats and young Republicans also have very big differences on these policy issues, but they are generally smaller. So across a wide range of topics, the differences are not as big, so they're not as polarized by party. And a lot of that difference is because young Republicans are more liberal on these issues than older Republicans are. They're still conservative, but they're just less conservative than the older Republicans.
There is also a big portion of registered voters who are no party preference. Were you able to look into this type of voter when it comes to that age range, 18 to 34?
Yeah, so we have them in our analysis as well. They tend to just land kind of in between, and it kind of depends on the issue where which party they tilt toward more. But in California, they do tend to maybe tilt a little bit more, both for young and old, tilt a little bit more toward Democrats than toward Republicans.
How could these demographics that you laid out, that people 18 to 34 typically, obviously they're younger, they're less likely to have children, less likely to be a homeowner, more likely to be lower to middle income, more likely, as you say, to be people of color, how does that shape their views on policy? Is it too simple to say that if someone was older but also met those demographics, they weren't a homeowner, they didn't have children, they are a voter of color, that they would politically have the same views as a younger Californian?
So probably not. So we didn't actually look at all of those different categories, but the one that really seemed like it might explain a lot of the differences that we saw is this question of race and ethnicity. And so we broke out our results by race ethnicity and found that really by and large, no, that young people are more liberal than older people of the same race and ethnicity. So you take within each racial and ethnic group, within Black, Californians, Latino, Asian American, non-Hispanic, white, each of those groups, the young people are generally more liberal than the older people. The differences are, they vary, and sometimes they're different for different issues. In particular, Black Californians have smaller age gaps. So there's a smaller difference between younger and older Black Californians than for other racial ethnic groups. But by and large, the same pattern holds within each of those groups.
Are there issues, regardless of age group, that California voters, they find some common ground?
Yeah, so the, well, first of all, if you ask people whether they think their taxes are fair, there's pretty good common ground there. A lot of people think their taxes aren't fair, whether they're young or they're old. Another one that's kind of interesting is abortion, where there actually isn't as much of a difference as you might expect on that question. And there's somewhere that where it actually flips and goes the other way from what the kind of common public understanding is, which is that young people are actually less supportive of gun regulation than older Californians are. So it's kind of an interesting little inversion of the way that issue is normally discussed. But yeah, it does vary some across the different issues.
I think that also brings me to the question, I mean, has the meaning of party labels, has it changed over time? Does it mean something different to a young Democrat, to be a young Democrat or a young Republican compared to an older voter?
Yeah, I mean, it certainly seems like it, right? Because so you look at, say, approval of Joe Biden. Young Democrats are much less approving of Joe Biden than old Democrats are. At the same time, young Republicans are more approving of Biden than older Republicans are. So there's that sort of shrinking of that party polarization that we were talking about a second ago. But but that makes you think, like, well, it's okay, they both are using, you know, both the younger Californians and the older Californians are using these party labels to describe themselves, but they seem to mean something different for younger people than for older people. And it would be interesting, we didn't get into this report, like what exactly is driving that difference, but it does suggest that, you know, moving forward, it's going to be important to understand, you know, why do you call yourself a Republican? Why do you call yourself a Democrat? What is it that those labels mean to you? And maybe they mean something different than they do for older people.
You're listening to Insight here on CAP Radio. And if you're just joining us, we're talking with Eric McGee with the Public Policy Institute of California, PPIC, about his latest report into the political views of younger Californians aged between 18 and 34 and the distinct differences that can shape the state's democracy. So if you are now a politician, you're a campaign, you are part of the party, how does this shape how you reach out to this young electorate?
Yeah, I mean, it suggests that you need to think about them a little bit differently. Now, that could mean that you want to change your positions and try and accommodate the way that they see the world. It could also mean that it's just a matter of trying to understand where they're coming from and why they take these different positions. And maybe there's some way that you can take the positions that you have now and sort of present them differently repackage them a little bit to try and accommodate the different perspectives that you're seeing among younger Californians. But I feel like as time goes on, there's going to have to be an effort made to accommodate them. And I would expect that as a result, what it means to be a Democrat or Republican in California and in the nation as a whole is going to shift over time.
People change and evolve over, you know, their lifetime. I mean, when thinking about strategy, if you're a politician or a campaign, I mean, and you use this data, aren't you making the assumption that this voter will stay the same throughout their life? Can't voters change, maybe skew more liberal or skew more conservative as they get older?
Yeah, absolutely. So one of the things we did in this report to try and address that issue was to use the fact that we had, you know, 20 years worth of data and see within each generation whether they changed over time. And interestingly, within California, we didn't really see a lot of evidence of that change. So within each generation, they tended to kind of stick with the level of party identification that they had for the Democrats or the Republicans, with the liberal conservative identification, with even some of the issue positions that we were able to track over that period of time, like on immigration and environmental regulation and the size of government. We then did the same thing with the national data that we had access to. And the interesting thing there is, while there wasn't really a lot of evidence of shifts, say, in liberal conservative over time within generations, you did see across pretty much every generational group, like the baby boomers and Gen X and millennials and so forth, you saw a shift toward the Republican Party nationally that you don't see in the California data. So that could be because California is just a different kind of place. It could also be because, we're not looking at necessarily the same group of people over time. There's a lot of migration, people moving out, people moving in, that you don't see quite to the same extent in the national data. And so it could be that people are just, as they get older, they become conservative, they decide they don't want to be in California anymore, and they move somewhere else. And then the same thing happens in reverse for people who are not in California wanting to come here. And so you get this kind of sorting process that goes on. We weren't able to answer that question definitively. So at this point, what we can really say is that we don't see a lot of evidence of that aging process that you're talking about in the data, which makes us kind of cautiously say, hey, in the near future, we should probably expect these differences to persist and to become more the view of the younger Californians to become a more significant part of what it is to be Californian, because they're going to age into the electorate.
Finally, this is a different topic, but it's certainly related, and that comes down to engagement and turnout. Younger voters, that age block that you looked at, 18 to 34, I mean, they have the same weight in voter registration than older voting blocks as well, but historically, there's low voter turnout. Do you have a better understanding why younger voters have low voter turnout?
Yeah, that's a very good question. There's been, certainly that's been a consistent finding over a long period of time. And so that is one of the things that is often found is that that is an age thing, where as you grow older, you become more likely to vote. So it's not necessarily a generational difference, but it's something that changes as you get older. One of the key findings there is, as you become a homeowner, you become much more likely to turn out to vote. And so one of the questions around trying to create more balance in the electorate between younger and older, is to find a way to get young people to be invested in election outcomes, even if they aren't sort of rooted in their community in quite the same way that older people are. Because they maybe don't have a home, they don't think of themselves part of that neighborhood, and so they just don't become as engaged in the electoral process. But there's certainly a lot that's still at stake for them. And as we've been talking about, they have different views on all these issues, and so it would be good, just from a kind of a democratic principles perspective, to make sure that those views are reflected in our politics.
Eric, thanks for joining us. Interesting work.
Thank you so much for having me. I really appreciate it.
Eric McGee is a senior fellow and policy director of the Public Policy Institute of California, discussing his latest report into the political views of younger Californians ages between 18 and 34 and the differences that they have that can ultimately shape the state's democracy. Still ahead, more than 50 local restaurants and businesses are taking part in the annual Taste of East Sacramento. We're going to get a sample of what to expect this weekend. You're listening to Insight here on Cap Radio. I'm your host, Vicki Gonzalez. We're back in just a moment.